Welcome to Spirit Talk
with Sil and Jay.
I'm Jay.
I'm Sil.
And welcome back to Spirit Talk.
All right. So today we're going to talk about misconceptions. You want to?
Of like, you know, like certain card, tarot cards, you know, like the death card, for an example. A lot of people, some people take it as like, oh my gosh, somebody's going to be passing away soon. That doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's going to be passing away. Mm-hmm. It all depends on your intuition and your interpretations and your impressions, mm-hmm. right? So usually sometimes it means like something is about to end. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe something you've been struggling with for a while that's coming to an end and a new beginning or a new opening is coming. Yes. So it's just like Hangman.
Yeah,
doesn't necessarily mean that you're doomed. You know, like it means I take it as like you've been stuck for a while, mm-hmm. and it's about to be cut free. Mm-hmm. You know, so things are looking up. You know, and that's how I kind of look at things like that. So
yeah, endings are never a bad thing, and because there's always a new beginning.
Absolutely, things aren't meant to stay the same all the time. You know, and. Mm-hmm. Like 666, for an example. A lot of people associate that with the devil or the darkness, and that's not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. My interpretation is different than someone else's, and how I interpret that is, you know, that to pay attention to something, you know, closer, to be aware of things.
To take your attention, like pay mm-hmm. attention to something. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, because 666, there's all different numbers, so that's like the whole numerology thing. So you'd have to look that up, and if it's tarot cards, you need to really...
And it's all what resonates with you.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily what...
Yeah, tarot cards doesn't mean it's bad, just because, you know, you've heard it from numerous people that, oh, that's the devil and this and that. Because mm-hmm. there are people that don't believe in any of that stuff. But it's all energy.
And if you really dive into history... and learn about it and things of that nature, like witchcraft and pendulums and things of that nature, it's not bad. It's basically witches are healers, mm-hmm. depending on what you do with it, you know. Mm-hmm. It all depends on the person. Yeah. So,
and it's not like, you know, the movies. It's nothing like that.
The movies.
Yeah, that's probably why everything is just so bad, because they all look at the movies like, oh, it must be this or that.
It gives a perspective. It, you know, like one of my favorite movies is The Craft. Mm-hmm. And I resonate with that a lot. Also, you know, other movies too. It doesn't give you the full perception of it. And there's, from what I understand, like the show's Psych. That's actually making fun of psychics, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to it than just TV and what you see. You don't actually see like the big celebs that are out there, psychic mediums and stuff, what they actually go through on a daily basis and what we go through. You know, it's not just for show. We actually have to go through processes to get ourselves in that right mind frame, or, we actually go through things ourselves. So, there's a lot to it, like being an empath and things of that nature,
like,
and absorbing.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need to study it. You know, if you have questions and you're like, oh, I don't know, then study it. Look up everything. Just learn everything about it. And then you'll understand.
Because mm-hmm.
with anything, you're not going to understand unless you know about it.
Right, and you can't always read up on it either. You have to actually... go out and experience it. Or, you know, what I do is I really pay attention to how my body resonates and feels about things. And that's how I know my truth. So somebody can write something and you can read up on it all you want. And if it doesn't make sense to you, then it doesn't resonate with you. And that's why, you know, it's just...
energy. Everything is energy.
Everything is, yeah.
You know, all positive energy will bring positive to you. So that's why all the good people do good things. Good things will come back to them.
Good karma, good law of attraction.
Absolutely.
All that stuff plays hand in hand.
Law of attraction is huge. Mm-hmm. Huge. It's all in how you think, what you do with it.
Your mind is a very powerful thing.
Very. Yeah. So always, always look up everything. Always ask. Always go to someone that knows about it. Maybe talk to them about it if you have questions.
Or but talk to your assume. Talk to your higher up, your higher being, your spirit guides, your ancestors, your archangels, whoever you talk to, mm-hmm. and then listen.
Yeah.
And wait. You know. Sometimes things seem like it's forever for it to come, but it's really not. You know, and everything seems to fall into place at the perfect timing.
Oh my God, there are so many times when I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't think they're listening. I don't think I'm getting this. And then next thing you know, it takes some time, but then you're like, oh my gosh, looking back, like it did happen. It did make sense. Everything happened the way it should be, and everything was the way it should be in a positive way.
And everybody has to go through their things to be able to experience, to learn their lessons too. And some people are like, well, why, you know, has this been happening for so long to me and this and that? And I feel like it has a lot to do with the way you think and what you do about it. And a lot of it's not just sitting back. It's actually taking action and doing something about it. And there's some things with me where I still struggle with some things that I question and searching for answers and different ways of going about it. And
Another thing is, what are the misconceptions of like readings, for instance, in your type of work where you read for people? Is there anything that
you'll and I'm a skeptic too, folks, and you'll get a lot of skeptics or testers, you know, that are out there to see what we're made of, and they're waiting for what John Edwards is one of my mentors, and I watch him quite a bit. And what one of the things he says, and that I say a lot too, and it resonates with me, is that everybody expects, a lot of folks expect to hear from their A-list. You know, like if their brother just passed away, they want to hear from their brother. Mm-hmm. You know, not somebody else that comes through, like dad or great grandfather sometimes comes through. Like, and That's a lot of things that a lot of folks tend to.
Well, for instance, if someone says, okay, well, you're psychic, so can you read me? Or or they ask a question, it doesn't mean they're going to get the answer.
Right, or the answer they're looking for.
It doesn't happen like that.
No, and I've had a lot of times where folks have come to me 2 or 3 years later and had said, do you remember blah, blah, blah? And I don't, because I read for a lot of people, so I don't remember everything, but I remember certain ones, and I don't remember some of these, but they're like, yeah, this happened when you said it was going to, or this, you know, so I don't always know. And we were taught to give what we get, you know, and not to do doom and gloom. So that's one of the things. The other thing is we're psychics, right? Everybody is a psychic. Everybody is. And a lot of people tend to not understand that they are, and that they have the ability to, and
it's a lot of work that goes into
there is, and well,
in your abilities.
And some are more natural than others.
Yes.
And but a lot of folks tend to think that because we're psychic we know everything, and that's not true, because if we did, we would be God.
Yep.
And we don't know everything at all the time, nor do I want to be there all the time, because that is very energy draining. And that's not a place where I want to be. I don't want to read people all the time. I want to be able to enjoy my own life too. Yes. Do I get impressions throughout the day? Absolutely. All the time. But it's not something that I want to tune into all the time and put my mind and my focus in that area.
Yeah, you're not going to walk into a room and then you know everything about everybody in there. It doesn't work like
that. Right. Yeah. Sometimes you have to get in that right mind frame to be able to tune into that energy. So
absolutely. Same thing with face-to-face. A lot of people think like, well, how can you read over the phone? It's like, it's all about energy. It has nothing to do with being close to that person physically.
Right. And just like, you know, I was brought up, and it's something I have a hard time talking about is religions, you know, and I don't want to offend anybody or anything. And I just know from my own experiences and what I've been brought up and things of that nature and what I've experienced from others. So that being said, you know, being brought up Baptist, we were taught that, you know, mediums are devil work. And I kept feeling that that's not right, because I'm thinking to myself, well, if that's devil work, then why would God give me something like that to be able to see, to be able to communicate, you know? And I look at it like it's a natural ability, like in some people. Not everybody's a medium. Not everybody's a healer. I happen to be naturally all three plus a witch, thank God, you know?
Well, yeah, all in all, it's just, everything has a good and bad.
There's balance.
Yeah. So anything, I mean, if it depends on the person. Mm-hmm. If the person's a good-hearted and they have high vibrations and they're doing good, they're going to use their gifts for the better.
Right.
If you don't have that person and their mind is very negative and just down and they're very low vibrational, then they end up using it for not so good.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of times I got to be extremely careful around a lot of people and crowds and things of that nature, because it depends on the environment that I'm in. And if it's low, I pick up on that right away. There's been times where I've actually had panic attacks and I had to leave because I couldn't breathe. a lot of times, I've learned how to protect myself over the years and be more careful with that. And put myself in things of that nature, and also respecting my boundaries and stuff. Like, if I start to feel uncomfortable, it's time for me to go. It's not time for me to stick around and feel even more uncomfortable and, you know, taking the possible chance of, you know, ruining it, not only for others, but for myself too, and, you know, everything else.
And so, that goes out for everyone, not just a psychic medium.
Right.
You know, if you feel uncomfortable in an area, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick up on that. That's your intuition. That's something's telling you something's off.
Right. Right, and I believe that those are higher
mm-hmm.
powers, you know, gifts to us, yep. you know, and I really don't like the word gift either, because mm-hmm. a lot of people have abilities, and it just depends on whether or not you dive into them and you study about them and you practice them, and
yeah. absolutely
go about it. So we have a little news. Like, next week, I believe Syl's going to be taking off. My best friend's coming up here for the weekend, and I think that'd be fun. It'll probably be definitely explicit, and it will probably be well over an hour, because him and I just like to talk and, you know, yeah. reminisce a little bit. And, you know, I was a 25-year truck driver, you know, so I have a lot of that in me, and I've only been doing, you know, this professionally for 10 years now. And but so part-time, so
he's a truck driver,
so yeah, I've got the potty mouth, and I've kind of seen the world in front of me and stepped into it every day, so I look forward to that, and that'll be fun. And
absolutely
give you
I can't wait to just sit back and listen.
Yeah,
I won't be in it.
You'll probably be hearing chuckles.
Oh, gosh,
next week, so that'll be a good one. So
speaking of hearing things, if you hear something that's unusual, it could be the cats. They love to play and wrestle.
Yeah, so. Right now it's their awake time. So.
Yeah, one of them's kind of sleeping, but the other one's still awake, playing mm-hmm. around. But oh my gosh, they are phenomenal creatures. They're just full of love and just want to love you. I can't believe it. Lay on your lap.
Yeah, they're
it's awesome.
Great.
It's just really good for your soul.
Mm-hmm. Very therapeutic.
Absolutely.
So we want to talk a little bit about today, about deja vus.
Well, yeah. How about that?
Okay. It's funny because I started a kind of a job that I won't get into, but you know, something that I've been doing, and I'm surrounded, you know, by other college kids and stuff, and it's kind of cool being the older person who's experienced life on life's terms, and it's got this kind of like background, you know, behind me too, and things of that nature. So whenever I hear somebody kind of like make a comment, I kind of get a chuckle inside and get warm and fuzzy, and I'm like, oh, I can touch on that, I can talk about it. So one of them brought up deja vus the other day and what was going on, and when I said to that person, I said, yeah, deja vus are unanswered dreams. He goes, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I never looked at it like that, you know. And there are a lot of times what happens is we dream about them, and then all of a sudden when we're conscious and we're awake, they happen, and they seem very familiar, like, yeah, you know. So a lot of times we get what's called deja vus and reoccurring dreams.
Yeah, I always wondered about that.
I thought it was kind of funny when we were taking class, when we were talking, discussing on this subject, and I said, yeah, there's been times where, you know, I've dreamt that I smoke weed, and then I woke up and I felt high. you know. And I didn't do it though because I couldn't because I was driving truck, you know. So, and then there's like, there's times where I was paranoid because I woke up and I had a dream that I was with some guys or something, and we were like robbing a house or something. And then I woke up feeling paranoid, like, did I actually do it? There was actually times in my life where I felt like I needed to like handcuff or something, like my hands, my feet, because I was afraid of going anywhere, waking up feeling paranoid a lot. Like, did I actually do these things in my dream? So gosh, real. I hope not, yeah. You know, so.
Oh my gosh, dreams are, wow. There's so much into it.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things you can take out of it. And in reality, it's about your feelings as well. And, you know, pay attention to how you feel in your dreams and the symbols and people, but also, like, for instance, like water and this and that, like things that are unusual in there that you didn't understand why it was happening.
There's so many things that just go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, and deja vu covers a lot, like as far as like familiarities too, and like even past lives. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you can go somewhere brand new, never been before, and all of a sudden it feels like it's familiar, like you've been there before, and you can put your finger on it, and you know, and you know you haven't, and all of a sudden later on you find out information and stuff like that you were there at one point in time. Or there's been documentaries on YouTube and things of that nature with past lives and walking in that direction. So I never dismiss anybody who feels like the pull to, like they say to me, I just feel like I belong in Egypt or something. I have all this Egyptian stuff in my house and whatnot. And I'm like, wow. And I'm getting chills right now talking about it. So I remember this class that we were doing that, and I came up with, your spirit guide is, you know, an Egyptian woman, or however I described it. And they're like, that makes a lot of sense. And then they told me, you know, that they had a lot of stuff in their house and whatnot. So for me, it's always been, ever since 20 plus years ago, I took a trip down south. As soon as I got off the plane, I felt like this is home. And I knew right there and then that I needed to get back there some way or another. And I've been trying to get back there, and I'm determined, and I'm going to get there. I just always sensed that once I got there, that everything would fall into place. Mm. Up here, for me personally, I just feel like I'm fogged. And I feel like there's a lot of a lot of weight on my shoulders, and I feel like there's just a lot of that I'm taking on and stuff like this, and I just feel very heavy up here. So I feel like we're not meant to be like born in one area, mm-hmm. and stay in that area for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're supposed to venture out, like we were given dreams for a reason, and likes and passions. And to me, passions are like purposes, because you love them. You know, you don't feel obligated to do it. You don't feel forced. You don't have to, you know, it's not a job. It's something that you actually enjoy looking forward to getting up for or whatever to do. And
you should work on everything that you're passionate about, mm-hmm. that you want in life, that you dream your perfect life would be. You know, it's possibility. You just have to go for it.
And that's the key. You brought up a good point. So, and that's a really good key as far as like manifesting. And that's, for me personally, what works a lot is I'm a visionary. So getting a vision board or a manifestation board, however you want to call it. For me, I go out and I get magazines and I clip out pictures that I want to manifest. And it's something that I can look at every day and then visualize. And the more you visualize something, the more you put your energy into something, the sooner it's like you're telling God or the universe, this is what I want. And the more you think and put your energy into something, the more of it comes. So that's why they say be careful what you not only wish for, but what you ask for. So
on that note, when I started getting taking classes in interior design, I learned how to draft a room. And right after that is when I started looking for a space for a salon. And every place I looked for, I needed to know the dimensions, and I drafted it. And let me tell you, I even put the seats, everything in there, and I envisioned it. And I made sure that I envisioned even the space, like, okay, this is 2 feet, this is 3 feet. Can I walk through this? Can I, how is it sitting down in the reception area? Like, I envisioned everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it is phenomenal what you can sense and feel, and you know what the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's just like,
that is not right, then you move on.
Perfect example, like, you want a house. You visualize what it's going to look like, what it smells like on the inside, how it actually feels like to sit down somewhere or lay down or take a shower or whatever, and colors. The more you put detail into something and your energy, the more and faster things come. So on that note, for me too, like, I've always wanted this specific car. And I know my mom, I would hear her in the background because she had passed away 14 years ago. And I would ever hear her since, because she was an Aries, so she was kind of aggressive. And anyway, she would tell me all the time, you know, Jay, if you want it, go get it. So that was her mentality, you know, like, and I kept wanting this car. And so before I bought it, I went to a dealership. I actually sat in one. I visualized and pictured myself sitting in the driver's seat, holding the steering wheel and driving. And I put my energy into that. And it wasn't like but a week or so later, I saw one pop right out that said, like, get me, you know. And sure enough, I was able to do that. And I got my car. So that's how things work. Just like last year, you and I manifested each other. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So and my book and everything else. Yeah. So the more you put your energy into something, the more it'll and sooner it will come.
So. Do the right things, you know, just be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that includes, too, I mean, taking yourself out of bad situations if you have to. You know, the things that, like, clog your mind, you know, you need clarity. You need to be able to be yourself and not feel controlled or manipulated or anything of that nature. You have to be able to breathe and meditate in one way or another, whether it be actually physically meditating or going out in nature or focusing on a passion of yours that you really love doing or whatever, because to me that's very therapeutic too. It could be as simple as weeding, you know, and gardening and things of that nature. But that's what I mean. Everybody needs to be able to be themselves. And the one thing that I wish that, again, you know, I bring up every so often, is somehow we can form some kind of community or something where we just take money and throw it out. Because I just, that's what holds a lot of people back. And to be able to experience, because life is short. And I really got that after my daughter passed away. Like, life is short. And
I don't know when you're going to die.
I want to be able to enjoy life how I envisioned, you know, and be able to experience different things and do things, you know, and not feel like it's all tied back because I can't do it because of money, you know. And
you got to be a go-getter. You have to change your mentality, you know. Just because right now you may be in the dumps doesn't mean a year later you're going to be in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be in the same place. You're going to be in a different place.
No, it's only temporary.
Yeah. But if you're positive, you can be in a very, very good place. But if you keep negative, then you're going to still be in the negative space.
And here's a lot. For some reason, I feel compelled to really talk about this right now because I feel like I've been picking up on it a lot lately and seeing a lot of people down. Now, I normally have a seasonal depression that starts, you know, somewhere in between September and August in there and goes all the way until the end of April, beginning of May of every year. This year was extremely bad for me and it was really hard. And the one thing I didn't do was go back to, like, addictions, like drinking and things of that nature. And I'm really seeing that lately. Like, I'm not against smoking pot, guys. That's, you know, I'm for it, actually. I support it in medicinal ways and not abusing it. there's a big difference. I can't stand hearing people smoking all day long. You know, they have to get high and stuff like that. There's limits, you know, and you can exceed that and then you're just abusing it and it doesn't really do nothing. So it's basically a waste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about alcohol. Alcohol is, to me, an extremely depressant. And I've been noticing it a lot lately, you know, with people that we're associated with or work with or whatever. We're constantly, I call them Debbie Downers, and they're really depressed, and they tend to push people away and things like that. Now, I'm not saying that people don't in general, but when you contribute alcohol to it, it's like 10 times worse. Mm-hmm. And I know this firsthand. Yeah. And
you can't help someone if they're not willing to help themselves, yes, or receive help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad.
And the first step is admitting that you have a problem. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are in denial that they have an issue.
Everybody has problems. Everybody has issues. Everybody mm-hmm. has things that they might not talk about. And you have no idea, because you put on that smile every day. And it's important you leave things out the door. If you're going to work, leave things at home. Same with work. You come home, you leave it at work. Work goes, work belongs, you know.
Yeah,
that's just what, you know, you kind of have to do that, because if you push yourself in that frame of mind, where your mind's always on the negative, always on what's going on, you're never going to get out of it, there's not going to be a way out, because you're basically putting it in there.
And I consider them small cries of help.
Oh gosh, yes.
When people use drugs, or bums, or live on the streets, I don't know how you want to call it, you know, there's so many different things of acting out that are cries for help, because they're missing some kind of need, or they need some kind of nurturing in some area or something. Mm-hmm. It's a cry for help. And I feel that we do need to be more compassionate, more loving, more understanding, more helpful. Because there's just so much that's going on in today's world, and it is crazy, but we can all help it if we just help with more kindness. And
if you know someone that's your best friend or someone in your family member that needs help, you should reach out. You know, if you can help in a little way, just let them know, you know, I care about you, and I've been noticing this and that. How can I help? Or is there anything, you know, that's want to be here for you, you know?
Well, even me with the lifestyle that I lived and the way I was brought up and everything, you know, it takes me a long time to trust somebody. And sometimes you may hear something that's said umpteen times throughout your life, mm-hmm. but it only takes that one person to say it, and it hits home, you know? So sometimes it just takes the right person to, or right place, or right thing mm-hmm. to be able to help you get out of whatever you're in. But the key is to keep fighting, keep moving forward, keep pushing, don't give up, yeah. and go find what you need that's going to be able to help you get Absolutely. Out of whatever you're in.
You know, you might keep saying no, but one day it's going to be, you know what, I do need help.
And that goes back to a point too.
Absolutely.
Do you get tired of being sick and tired? Mm-hmm. And that's when you eventually do something about it.
Absolutely. Yep. Wow, we went way off traffic.
That's topic. Okay. Wait till next week, guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, so I think that should be, do you want to talk about something else?
Let me see, what else can we talk about? We talk about all sorts of things. Oh, yes, remember we were talking right before the show about art, like adding RE in front of words, kind of like a Mercury retrograde. You were touching on something.
Mercury retrograde, for instance.
Well, that's a good topic too.
Yeah.
But I think we were talking about 666.
Yeah.
With the number.
Uh huh.
So basically.
Yeah, you touched on a little bit.
So again, folks, it depends on how you go and look at things. Like 666, for example, we were talking about, you know, it's kind of like putting RE in front of words, like a Mercury retrograde. That's what you do during Mercury retrograde, right? So you take RE, you put it in front of words, rethink, you know, reschedule. Uh-huh. Things of that nature, and kind of slow down. So our Mercury retrograde to me is like a 3 week or so of nonstop full moon. Like people are just acting nuts and crazy and doing things, mm-hmm. you know, drastically and things of that nature.
Energy
it's everywhere. Chaos. It's, and it goes on for 3 weeks. And I personally can't stand, you know, Mercury retrogrades, but I understand what they're there for and the purpose, but it's still, you know, I don't look forward to them. Yes. it affects electronics, communications, you know.
In any sort of way.
And I've noticed this too. There's, you know, when you, if you get into a relationship during that time too, it tends to have issues and problems and stuff. So they say during a Mercury retrograde not to do anything drastic as far as change, getting involved in relationships, starting new jobs, signing contracts.
Basically rethink it, you know, just rethink everything.
Yeah, okay, take that
exactly
time
what
to
I really need to do or,
mm-hmm.
you know,
really think about it.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, that would be a good topic, though. Mercury retrograde and all the different planetary signs.
Yeah, and not every sign it affects, you know, like, and everybody tends to, I'm doing it again, and I really need to catch myself on that, because it's not everybody, and I don't mean to.
Yeah. It's just the wording, that's all.
Majority of people that I've noticed tend to not consider, they think when you say zodiac sign, it's automatically, you know, you whatever, like, I'm a Taurus, you're Scorpio, yeah. you know. They tend to think that that's your moon, too, and your ascending sign and all your other signs. And it's not, because your birth chart, and you have to know your specific time and where you were born to be able to get that information.
Yep.
So just because my sun sign is one sign doesn't mean my moon sign is going to be the same as my sun or my ascending. Now, for me particularly, my sun and moon are both in Taurus. Typically, they say Taurus and moon. Is exalted from the emotions and things of that nature to an extent. But at the same time, I also feel like it intensifies everything too, because I know for me, when I was out on a road driving, I could tell people starting to get off. They were starting to act crazy. And then come to find out, you know, it's like, oh yeah, full moon.
Yeah.
You know, full moon's not just a one day thing. I've found for me that's a 5-day process. There's 2 days before, there's the full moon, and then there's 2 days after. So it's a 5-day process.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, during those 5 days, I'll tell you, some of those months are whew. But I really feel that the law enforcement are really learning that and understanding
yeah,
that better.
Attention to,
oh yeah,
okay, it's gonna be a crazy one, guys. You know,
absolutely.
This weekend is blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I think they know. Some of them know.
But birth charts are something phenomenal, too. And CoStar is an app that you can get for your phone that does it absolutely for free. There's a lot of other sites that do it for free. So check that out. You know, I really strive on telling folks, too. It's really important, I feel, too, for me in this lifetime, is to understand my past and where I come from. Because I definitely want to break the patterns and the cycles. And know where I'm coming from and why do I act or who I, you know, why do I do things the way I do or things of that nature. So the more information you learn, the more you open up to or become open-minded to, the better. Okay, so I believe that will conclude today's segment on Spirit Talk.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to next week, next weekend.
Yes, his name is Pat, guys, so look out. And it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. All right.
So take it easy, guys. And have
a
great week.
See you next
time. Bye. And that concludes today's segment on Spirit Talk. I'm Jay.
And